Broadcasting live from the beautiful Atlanta Convention Center at America Smart, it's Eventorac 2014. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Welcome back to Eventorac 2014. I'm Michael Lauer with Business Radio X, and with us, I have the pleasure of introducing inspirational keynote speaker and professional development consultant, Miss Debbie Hackman Bartlett. How are you doing today?
Oh, gosh, it's been a great day, and I'm glad to be here with you.
Good. Well, I'm glad you're here and maybe impart some inspiration to me.
I'll try.
So tell me a little bit about you and your background.
Well, I have been in nonprofit management for 23 years in the CEO role, and it's very rewarding work. It gives me a sense of purpose. It gives meaning to my workday.
You got to have that, right? You got to have that, the reason why. Otherwise, it's just a job, right?
Sure. And who wants to be in the trenches with anybody that doesn't love what they're doing? So it's great to be surrounded by people with a sense of purpose, people that love their work.
So earlier today, you were talking about emotional intelligence in the workplace. So talk to me a little about that and your take on that.
Well, some people refer to that as perception management, and it informs us on our own triggers, our own emotional triggers, and the triggers of others so that we can have a constructive discussion, a constructive outcome-oriented environment.
So is that kind of like a perceiving body language, what people's mood is that day? Talk to me a little bit more about that. Pretend I don't know anything.
Okay, well, emotional intelligence helps us to remain calm when the going gets tough. It enables us to ask good questions, be non-defensive, and be outcome-focused. And emotional intelligence gives us the ability to influence. You know, we don't all have to have the top job in order to influence a good outcome.
Sure.
And so learning how to influence others by understanding your own emotions and feelings and doing some role reversal to understand theirs, helps people get to points of agreement and some good outcomes.
So stepping back from the situation and reassessing and reestablishing, right?
Well, emotions are contagious.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Believe? Yes, and so emotional intelligent people, they have a lot of optimism and belief in what they can
accomplish.
Good
things are going to happen, right?
Good things are going to happen. And if you go into any kind of meeting or situation and you are expecting a good outcome, you're optimistic about it, chances are that's what the outcome will be.
Okay, so I want to be emotionally intelligent. Where do I start?
So it starts with self-awareness. We have to understand what our triggers are. And when you have that feeling in the pit of your stomach, or maybe Sunday night you start dreading Monday morning, you know, that kind of feeling, or you get an email from somebody that just immediately, as soon as their name pops up in your email box,
blood goes up a little bit,
blood pressure goes up, you start to feel dread. and
what do they want now?
Yes. And it instead of focusing on the negative, if we can help look at our own awareness, why do we feel that way? What is it that makes us think in those terms whenever we see that person? What is it about them that's bringing out the worst in us? And so we start with self-awareness.
And then where do we go from there? Because I feel like that's got to be the first step, but it's not even close to half the battle, right?
Right. And
you got to want to change it. Right? No,
well, there's four competencies in emotional intelligence. The first is self-awareness, then self-management or self-regulation. You know, what is our reaction to those situations? And then social awareness. Social awareness is not about what right fork to use at a formal dinner. It's about creating an environment where a good culture, where it's safe to say what is on your mind and it's safe for others to say what's on their mind. So that social awareness, creating a good culture for good work. And then role reversal
what would
empathy.
I do in that situation, or how would I feel kind of thing?
Exactly.
Shoe on the other foot.
Because I think the most accomplished negotiators in the world start with doing some role reversal. They try to understand what is that person thinking, why do they have that perception.
Well, reverse engineering, right?
Yes. And then that enables us to be able to put ourselves in their shoes and try to explain it from that perspective.
What a concept. Knowing who your buyer is, knowing who your client is, knowing them, you're going to serve them better and you're going to solve their problems more easily, right?
Sure. And you've been in front of salespeople who just say, well, we have it in red, blue, yellow, and green.
Yeah.
And the buyer's asking a certain question that they really need to know the answer to, and people won't go off script. And so it with trying to do some role reversal and really sticking to the answers to the questions those people have probably will equate to a buying
decision. Especially now, buyers are much more informed now.
Yes.
I mean, they do all their research at home and they get all that stuff. So you need to have a real conversation and a personal connection with them, right?
Right. And, you know, IQ's overrated. It's emotional intelligence or EQ is really what employers are looking for right now, too, because they want people who can build good team cohesion. They can do problem solving. And, oh, by the way, is anybody having change going on in their workplace? They really want employees that have the ability to do that team building and adapt to the changes that are going on. And that's all about EQ or emotional intelligence rather than IQ.
Right. And I would think that, you know, especially, you know, being a younger guy myself, going down this path, you need someone to kind of look up to and kind of hang on a little bit. How can you speak to the challenges and what you need to look for in finding and becoming a mentor in this kind of thing?
Exactly. Well, who do you want to be in the trenches with again?
Right.
It's you really.
Who
want
do you want to be leading you when you're in the trenches? Right.
Exactly.
That's really important.
Right. So the business case for emotional intelligence is that emotional intelligence drives engagement. Engagement drives performance, and performance drives profitability. So it's in the employer's
links on a chain, right?
Right. And it starts with people who want a good outcome. And unfortunately, we've got a really bad nexus for this scenario because the Gallup poll, you know, they're very highly regarded. Gallup poll did some research, and 87% of employees admitted that they're disengaged and actively undermining
the daily grind.
Yes.
When you start getting repetitive motion, you're going to have wear and tear.
Right.
You're going to you have to change your way of thinking and be like-minded in a goal, right?
Right. So if 87% of employees are disengaged, that means the other 13% of us are carrying the load of all those slackers. So what do we want to do? We want to engage them and wanting the same things that we want. We want to influence them, and you do that
right.
at an emotional level.
Well, I want to get further on this day. I want to solve the world's problems here, Debbie.
Okay.
So how do we do this?
Okay.
How do we engage the 87? That's a big number.
That is a really big
number. And everybody's different.
They are, and that's important for us to recognize.
Right.
There's difference in men and women.
One size fits all. It does not work emotionally.
It does not. And we all show up with some baggage. And so there are habits of emotionally intelligent people, though. There's seven habits that they focus on. The positive. They focus on the positive. And again, talking about optimistic views versus
you got to have a good outlook to get a good outcome.
Yes. And that's motivating. And then they surround themselves with positive people. And they set boundaries and are assertive when necessary, but they let go of the past and they live in the moment. And you know that's about being present and being there and being engaged in order to have a satisfying outcome for everybody. And so emotionally intelligent people, they expend their energy wisely and they're constantly growing and paying it forward.
So how do you feel emotional intelligence plays into an event like EventerAct here?
Well, you know, there's a lot going on here today, and everybody is here who probably needs to justify their time for being here.
And money. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff that goes into this, right?
Exactly. And The energy level in this place though is fabulous.
It's contagious.
It is.
Like you said.
It's contagious. It's high energy. There's so much going on that you don't need to worry about being bored. And
right.
who wants to be bored?
No one.
And you know, it's everything is about having an experience, and this is an experience. For sure.
Did you come last year? This is your first year?
No, this is the first time I've been able to come, and I'm really excited.
You getting hooked?
I'm getting hooked, and I had a great session with the folks that came to a few hours ago, and they've asked me to repeat it again.
That's always a good sign,
and
right?
Just a little
encore,
bit,
right?
Yeah, so I think that's great. It gives me energy, too, to
sure.
think that I can share something concrete for people to be able to go back and utilize.
And really change their life patterns. I mean, that's a huge step for people.
Well, and we talk a lot about life and career balance, and I'm not a big believer that there's really a magic bullet to life balance. I think a lot of it happens I think we could probably work a 12-hour day, go play soccer, run by the grocery store, come home, read the kids a story, and go to bed, and not feel like we had a stress day. I think we feel like we have a stress day when some jerk has given us some reason to feel negative, and then we start self-sabotaging and make big monsters in our heads about
right.
that. That's what throws us off balance, is our emotions, not
our necessarily
tasks.
What's in your day. It's how you handle it and how you deal with it, right?
Right.
So your destiny is really in your own hands here is what I'm hearing.
Well, I think the emotionally intelligent people, that's
right.
a different way of being smart, and that's the way that they approach things. And you know, we all need time to think
right.
too.
Absolutely.
I mean, when is the last time that we really stopped and said, what am I about? What
right.
makes me tick? What do I want to do?
Self-reflection is key to improvement and change. I mean, you have to do that.
What do I want?
You have to be introspective.
Yeah, what do I want to be?
Absolutely.
And what mark do I want to leave behind? And I think probably the older we get, the more that more important that becomes.
Right.
But if we don't give ourselves some time to think and reflect and understand, we're on that treadmill.
Sure. You're not going anywhere.
We're not going anywhere.
Well, I'm hooked.
Great.
On what you got here. So where can people go to learn more about you and contact you for this great information?
Well, I do have a website, www.debbiehackman.com, and I think Eventeract has some information too, and I would love to come and share the message with anybody who thinks it'll be productive for their staff members or their leadership team.
Well, I know it's something for me to chew on and to go think about my, you know, emotional IQ.
Sure.
My EQ.
Well, your EQ, your emotional intelligence. I can tell you have a high IQ, so you got that one nailed. And just, you know, keep on plugging away and be optimistic, and your day will be better.
I like it.
Okay.
Well, thanks for coming by, hanging
All
out
right.
with us.
I enjoyed it.
All right. We'll be back in a few from Eventeract 2014.